USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden wants to release most of the available coronavirus vaccine doses to quicken the pace of mass vaccinating the American population. Because both vaccines require two doses, the Trump administration has been holding back roughly half of its supply to ensure those already vaccinated receive the booster dose. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says the vaccines are getting out there, but it's up to the states to do the vaccinations.
Just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is working to block President Trump from launching a nuclear attack. Pelosi saying she spoke to Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley on precautions to take. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Boston bomber is suing the feds.
The man convicted of murdering three people and severely wounding another 260-plus is suing the federal government. Jakar Sarnev, convicted of the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, says the confiscation of a white baseball cap and a bandana and a limit of three showers a week as part of his alleged mistreatment that he claimed contributed to his mental and physical decline. He's demanding $250,000. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The commissioner of Major League Baseball is remembering late Los Angeles Dodgers legend Tommy Lasorda. In a statement, Rob Manfred praising Lasorda as one of the finest managers baseball has ever known, saying his passion, success, and charisma helped to grow the sport to a new level. He also says Lasorda welcomed Dodger players from around the world, which made baseball a stronger, more diverse, and better game. Tommy Lasorda dead at the age of 93. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic has hit a lot of businesses hard, but arguably no one harder than owners of small businesses. Robert Hershevek of Shark Tank fame shares three things that business owners need to do during the pandemic.
Cash, customers, employees. The first one is you got to make sure you have enough cash to survive. I know the stimulus bill is coming. I know there's more protection for small businesses, but you can't depend on anyone except yourself. And you've got to make sure you have enough cash in order to be able to survive. The second one is there may not be any new customers for a while. You know, people aren't going out as much. They're certainly shopping online. If you have an online presence, that's great. But mind your existing customers. A lot of our businesses that are doing well are going back to their existing customers. And then really the last one is employees. You're going to get through this. If you've survived up until now, you're probably going to make your way through this, and you're going to need your team to be motivated, to be happy, to be successful.
Hershevek making those comments on Fox News. The college bowl season continues on Wednesday, highlighted by Florida taking on Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.